Lisa Pereira is here with the first look at what it says in your morning papers.
The word storm is used in several of today's newspapers, and not just in connection with the severe weather event headed our way. Storm in a Taoiseach, says the Irish Daily Star. The paper summarises, giant storm on the way today for both the country and incoming Taoiseach Micheál Martin, who was unable to take office yesterday after a dáil vote by opposition. The word chaos is everywhere. On the front of the Irish Independent, day of chaos, farce sets tone for new dáil. An editorial in the Irish Examiner refers to chaos and disorder and says a sharp improvement in standards is needed. In an inside colour piece in the paper, Catherine Fegan writes about Micheál Martin's family, who were in the Distinguished Visitors Gallery. At a time when they should have been in Áras an Uachtaráin, posing for a picture with the president, they were instead at the circus that had become the sitting of the 34th dáil. To the actual storm now, and the word life-threatening appears in several papers. The accompanying articles detail warnings that have been issued by both Met Éireann and the National Emergency Coordination Group. Schools to close due to danger to life is the headline in the Examiner. The storm will also close creches and higher education institutions, says the paper, and public transportation will not operate until conditions improve. It predicts the number of households without power could top the record 385,000 figure from Storm Ophelia in 2017. The Irish Farmers Journal carries a report on yet another attack on sheep by a dog. It was something like from a horror film, says Niamh Monaghan, whose father Eamon breeds pedigree sheep on their farm in County Monaghan. The details are too graphic for this time of the morning, but Niamh's father Eamon said four of the five sheep killed were yos in lamb. He said it will take years to recover. The Belfast Telegraph and Irish News both carry front page stories about a patient who had to wait in an ambulance outside the emergency department of Antrim Area Hospital for 25 hours. Dr. Eva Orsmond is in the Irish Daily Mirror with advice on how to reduce belly fat. And the Examiner reports on evidence from the World Cancer Research Fund, which says combining a slimmer waistline with regular exercise is far more effective at slashing the risk of cancer than doing either one or the other. Returning to yesterday's events in the dáil, and today's letter writers are having their say. Stop this childish behaviour and get on with the business of governing the country, says Rathgar resident Vernon Rush in The Times. And in the same paper, David Curran from Galway wonders, should the debacle in the dáil be covered by your political correspondents or in the sports section, or might a theatre critic be needed who specialises in farce?
Lisa, thank you.